Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.
Justin, is it a little frustrating if you don't start considering how you played the first six games?
I mean, I don't think I played, you know, good enough, if I'm being real with you. If I'm being real with myself, I think if, you know, I did play well enough, I don't think there would be, you know, any sort of who should be playing, who should not. So at the end of the day, you know, we got a few wins. Of course, I'm glad about that. But, you know, there's areas that, you know, I could be better at. And, you know, I'm just going to, you know, continue to work on those and continue to get better.
That was Justin Fields today basically telling the world that there is no anointed and there was no anointed starter here. He believes if he had played better, it was his job. There wouldn't be any sort of, quote, who should be playing and who should not. So I don't know what Mike Tomlin was actually thinking inside during this whole thing, his private thoughts. But whatever he was conveying to Justin Fields, Fields certainly got the impression that there isn't, like there might be in 15 or 20 even other markets, there's no number one guy here that there's a clear starter and a clear backup. Not in Fields' mind, there wasn't. He thinks if he played good enough, he would have been the guy. Do you believe that? Do you think Tomlin was conveying that? And what do you think Russell Wilson was thinking the whole time? I think Russ was in his happy little world of, I'm the guy around here no matter what. And when I'm fully healthy, I'll be in. And that's how it's played out. Although he kind of was fully healthy before this, Sean, don't call me Seth Meyers. However, he didn't have any reps, really. You know what I mean? He was medically cleared like a month ago.
Yeah, it was one of those situations where a lot of people, I personally thought, okay, he's probably healthy enough to play, but they're going to ride with Fields until he proves that he's not the guy anymore. But we've also heard some things that, yeah, Wilson maybe wasn't as healthy as we initially thought. But to your point, I think it's been, you know, at least a couple weeks where he's been good to go and just needs to get those reps, and now he's getting them this week.
50-minute mark coming up, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Jeep Dodge, Route 19, Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. Who's on the lines?
We will go to Mr. Old School.
Hello, Mr. Old School.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Hey, me and my friends have been arguing about this forever, so let me say this. You know what? One of the highest grossing comic movies in D.C. is Superman. Nobody goes to that movie to see Clark Kent 90% of the movie and come out of the phone booth only twice. That was Justin Fields, and that's what we were happy with. At the end of the day, this is why I don't believe Justin Fields ever had that job, because they would not allow him to audible. When a veteran quarterback cannot audible, it's not because of his legs or his arms, it's because they don't trust his eyes. Justin Fields could not look over that field correctly. That's why when he went under center to do play action, they did not allow him to throw the ball. And when he did, it was errant, because he cannot turn his back to the defense and come back around and see the field. You will not get that out of Russ. Russ can do that in spades. Russ can read a defense, and he's one of the best play-action quarterbacks still in the game. And that's why he's starting this week.
I think that's a fair point, and I think that falls under the umbrella with Fields. Mr. Old School, of is he a good enough passer, field general, reader of defenses? We've seen all kinds of guys who have talent who couldn't do that. From Tim Tebow to Johnny Football to, you know, you name it. And Russell Wilson is the opposite of that. He came in as a lower round pick who immediately showed that he could be that kind of field general, I think is the best way to put it. That kind of guy who could deliver from the pocket if necessary, on the run, read a defense, all that stuff that's necessary if you're going to succeed in that role as a quarterback.
That's right. And I agree with you in this point. If Fields gets back in and we lose him, it doesn't matter, because when's the last time a running quarterback first won a Super Bowl? You can't even remember the last time our first running quarterback first guy has ever won a Super Bowl.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.
Yeah, that's a fair point, too. I mean, at some point, and I appreciate the call, you have to be able to deliver in the pass game. Explosive plays, be a consistent passer to win. You know? I just think that's true. Who's next? I agree with you.
Rob in West Mifflin.
What's up, Rob?
Starkey, what's up, buddy? How you doing, man?
Good, you?
I got a headache about this quarterback situation.
Talk to me. Talk to me about it.
I don't know what Tomlin wants to do, man. Is it all about winning or scoring more points? I don't know what he wants to do. Man, I'm just happy that Justin Fields manned up and said, you know, he owned up and said, you know, he didn't play well enough to keep the job. But I would have kept him in there because he's the future. If he ain't the future, then who is? I mean, I think more Tomlin's more worried about this winning streak than anything now, man. And then, you know, they didn't go get a receiver. Like, if there was a better defensive guy out there, Tomlin would have jumped ship real quick to get another guy on the defense. I mean, you just got to help the offense out, period, man. You know, the line's banged up. You can always, you know, you can go out there and get another weapon, man. I don't know. I got a headache, man. I got a headache.
It doesn't sound like you're a Russell believer.
No, I'm not. Tell you the truth, I'm not. Because he's not going to be. We're not going to give him $45, $50 million next year if he does play well. I mean, I would have just rode with Justin Fields, man, period. Because this week, I just looked and I seen Quinnen Williams. He's coming back this week. And he's a monster up the middle. Quinnen Williams is going to beat that line up so bad. And I hate to say this, man. I hope we win the game. But Russ plays terrible. Mm. And I'm a diehard Steeler fan. I mean, I'm serious. Because he shouldn't have made this move. Let the kid play, man. Let the kid play. Open the playbook up and see what you get. You know, let the kid play. If he's the guy for next year and a year on, okay. But Russ ain't going to be around.
I think most people actually agree with you, and I appreciate the call. And I say that anecdotally from just talking to people around town and on this show. I also say it from a poll that I put out on social media that got like 600 votes, something like that, that was emphatically in favor of Fields. And I say that from listening to all these national shows and watching them, Sean. It just feels like the majority opinion, and I think it's a healthy majority, is they should have stuck with Fields.
Yeah,
the impression you get?
Yes, and I would probably go with that as well. I mean, it's tough to say that he was. At least, I mean, he was good, right? That's a fair assessment, is that he was good. He certainly wasn't great, but I would say it would be tough to say that he was shy of good. Now, he did have some mistakes, but overall, his numbers, his winning, I think he did enough that he was probably going to be a guy that you could keep in there and continue to win with him. But I understand the point of thinking if you have a better option and a better proven guy ready to go,
yeah,
you have to give him that. But yeah, I mean, I think it is kind of a tough break for Fields because he did enough in many people's eyes to continue to be the starting quarterback. And I think long term, everyone's thinking he's a much better bet to be the guy beyond this year than Wilson is. Although you, I think, have made the point, what's to say that they can't give Wilson a 2 or 3 year extension if they like what they
could
see from him?
For sure. I see Fields. I have such mixed feelings about him because there's some of his game that I really like, but he's actually taken a step back in my eyes as to whether I think he could be the long-term answer, because the same problems that plagued him in Chicago are plaguing him here. And when you say, you know, they're winning and they're 4-2, well, what else are they going to be? They played Atlanta, Denver, the Chargers half the game without Herbert, Joe Flacco, and a bad Dallas team and a horrendous Vegas. They better be 4-2, no matter who the quarterback is. They better at least be 4-2. And I think what Tomlin is doing here is projecting ahead. The big boys haven't shown up yet. They're showing up. I think the Jets are going to be a formidable challenge. But the big boys show up after the bye week. You got Baltimore twice. You got Cincy twice. And I still think that's a big boy offense and they're going to be good. You got at Philly. You got Patrick Mahomes. So when you're projecting ahead, it's great that they're 4-2, I guess, but that's the minimum they should be given the schedule. And they're going to have to be a lot better. And more to the point, they're going to have to display a pass game that threatens people or they're going to be dead in the second half. So all of that as we get to Pro Football Focus and what they think of some of the Steelers players. What's this gentleman's name?
Dalton Wasserman.
Dalton Wasserman from Pro Football Focus.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.